enough to tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Executive Chef Fred Genovese and his guests will cook and saute. They share their food and they share their recipes. Kevin Jenkins, he's a fat man jumping in on the pots and pans. So don't touch that dial if you please. Chef and the fat man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Class, class.
We have none.
Hello, my friends. It is that time of the week, the time you've all been waiting for anxiously. It's a time when you grab the mothers, the fathers, the sisters, the Gary Bushy. The sisters, the brothers. I'm telling you, my friends, it's when you gather around the old tube radio for another classic travel down the road to culinary excellence. It is Chef and a Fat Man to Blue Collar Chefs. True Theater of the Mind Radio. We are listened to by thousands and streamed around the world on News Talk 1160, the talk of the town. This week, our mobile kitchens finds us at the Kingdom of Eggdom. It is the Big Green Egg Retail Center. Chef and a Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs are proudly brought to you by the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking vessel, and by Culinary Prep, the newest innovation for marinating and protecting the food you eat and the loved ones around you. And, of course, by DiscoverIreland.com and Tourism Ireland. Why not have the trip of a lifetime? Become Irish for just a little while. And check out the Monteleone Hotel, the crown jewel of the French Quarter. It is a place where you can go and live like a king. And why not take a few dollars that you have laying around? Of course, anymore, you don't have much laying around. But if you do have some, why not help support the Georgia USO? Our troops will appreciate it, and you will too. So go to our website and click on the USO logo and help support. As a matter of fact, I think they told us the last time we were there that the USO facility at Hartsfield is the largest one. They put more people through there than any other USO facility in the world. So help them out and have a great time doing it. Joining me along the mobile kitchens, as he does almost each and every week, until football season starts.
Until football season starts.
Yeah, well, football season is really not football season. It's Georgia football. It doesn't start till South Bend. Oh, but anyway, that's another story.
Wow.
He is the Goomba of Goodies, Executive Chef Fred Genovese.
Wow. We already are starting. You know, I watched a special on Notre Dame, actually, on ESPN. It was the fastest 10 seconds I've seen on TV, period.
Well, it is. It is. But you know what? We're gonna have a good season this year,
you
finally.
Know, you guys keep saying that.
You know,
got to believe.
Well, you know what? We only have 10 national championships. We're looking for the magic elusive 11th. And see, if we took our 10 and Georgia's national championships, we'd be at 11.
This is true.
But anyway, no, it's going to be a great college football season.
It's
kind of interesting. Because some of the recipes that, at least one of the recipes I know that you're doing, is absolutely be fantastic for tailgating.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I could think of two, maybe even three.
I'm thinking all four of them.
Well, there you go. Now, we have got so many things going on for you today. We've got, of course, we're celebrating today, National Sponge Cake Day.
National Sponge Cake Day.
Yes.
SpongeBob Day.
No, that's next week.
Oh, sorry.
And you know, if we started telling people we were eating SpongeBob, it just wouldn't work. You know, the whole thing is not
square
right.
SquarePants, you know.
Yes, the whole thing doesn't work. But anyway, National Sponge Cake Day, and also it is St. Rose of Lima Day. Do you know who she is, the patron saint?
Yes, the bean. The Lima bean. Sorry.
No. She is a patron saint of, it would be your patron saint, gardeners and florists.
Okay.
It would be Peru or something.
Stop it. All right, you two are working together, and collectively you got one groan. All right? But anyway, my friends, speaking of one groaner, here's the Papa Peppers joining us again this week. And, Papa, you have got something that I guess all you have to do is just give us the name. What is the pepper you're going to introduce to us today?
Well, it's a, it's a capsicum. Capsicum mix of peppers.
Uh-oh. This does not sound good.
I brought in actually a sauce. It's kind of unusual. I usually just bring one pepper.
Yeah.
But this one is it's concocted by Professor Bartender.
And it is the colon cleanser hot sauce.
The colon cleanser hot sauce. Well, I'm sure you'll have many things to explain to us today. Hopefully later on in the show. It's going to take people a few minutes to digest this.
Well, I can see an addition to the mushrooms, the stuffed mushrooms. Or
I was thinking when we do the London broil, the culinary prep.
Maybe a shot of this in there.
Or a drop.
Maybe just whisper it across the top.
A stainless steel drop.
Yeah.
Because I think that's what you have to deal with it. Now, I think this is an appropriate time.
Yes.
Since last week, we were at the unbelievable Bluegrass and Barbecue Festival of Dillard, considered one of the premier events in the whole barbecue-dom.
Phenomenal.
And Team Barbecue walked away with reserve grand champion, beating the King of Kings, Myron Mixon, Myron Mixon has probably won more championships and grand reserves than any other team has competed, the number of times they've competed. The guy's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, what a class act.
Yeah,
Myron Mixon is a class act. In fact, he's going to be here. Check the Big Green Egg website for the dates. But he's going to be here doing a cooking seminar, and you ought to check it out. Next time he's in town, wow. When he and Bobby C. get together, that is a seminar of all seminars if you want to learn the fine art of barbecuing. So check it out. Myron Mixon. But, I mean, what was really neat was Bobby, I think, was shocked.
Yeah, he definitely was. Definitely
I don't think
was.
He thought. I had a feeling he was going to finish well, but I was even stunned, and we were all just standing there kind of, whoa, reserve grand there, because they had 59 teams. And these are not just a mishmash of teams. These are teams that are the best of the best in the
serious.
South. Serious. And it's almost an invitation-only deal. And so it is amazing. And I got to tell you, my friends, congratulations to Team BBQ. Now, we will be with them. We'll do one more contest with them. We're going to go to the Pigs and Peaches contest. And Pigs and Peaches in Kennesaw. It ought to be interesting. Never been there. But
do you have the date in your head?
No.
Okay.
But it's going to be a great contest. And we're going to have dates. Speaking of dates coming up, we're going to have some dates coming up of places we're going to be if you'd like to come and join us. And Dollywood is on the screen.
Good.
On the screen. So that'll be a good one.
Go up there and have some pancakes.
Oh, yeah. Pancakes are awesome. You know,
That's all there is.
No,
but actually, you know what? Bobby went up to Sevierville,
yeah.
And they did a big competition up there. I mean,
Dillard,
the Dillard House up in North Georgia is a beautiful, picturesque scenery. I mean, it was perfect for where we were. A little warm, but not as warm as the Watermelon Festival we've been to.
Yes.
But it was in the top three of heat. Can you imagine in one of the valleys up in Sevierville and Pigeon Forge?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Late October, mid-October. Oh.
Yeah, that would rock. And, of course, you know, the big one's coming up, the pig jig down in Vienna, Georgia.
The big pig jig.
Yeah, that's the biggie.
Invite only, right?
No. Anybody can go.
Oh, okay.
But they actually have the facilities down there are permanent.
Yeah,
I mean, I went toured down there last time we were down for the Watermelon Festival. They said, go and check it out. And it looked like all these deer stands all lined up. And that was for the next year's, pig jig. And I talked to some of the competitors at Just for Fun and J&J Smokers, and they all said, oh, man, you got to go down there. So one year we're going to have to go down and do the big pig jig. That
cool.
will be a Mac Daddy. Now, Bobby doesn't – I don't think Bobby Q goes down there for that one. I think he did once or twice, but I think that's more of an MBN, of the Memphis in May. So I don't think he gets too involved in that one because he is, after all, a true KCBS guy.
Yeah.
Kansas City Barbecue Society, for those of you who don't know what that is.
And you know what? If you want to learn a lot about it and some of the rules and stuff, go to their website, kcbs.com, and you can find out where they're going to be in your area, wherever you're listening to across the country, or if you're listening on iTunes,
One step further than that, if you join KCBS, they send you a monthly bull sheet, which is a... Which is a really nice paper that tells all the competition, where it's going to be, the ones that have finished, where the placement is, et cetera.
Well, and for those of you who waited, You're going to have to wait till next year for Eggtoberfest, or you're going to have to get scalp tickets on the street. I can see the Papa Peppers out there. I got two. But sold out in 48 hours this year. Eggtoberfest, if you didn't make it, you ain't going.
Nope.
We warned you. We told you. And I did get some emails from people and some phone calls. I've already had one phone call asking me to help a brother out and get him into Eggtoberfest. Ain't happening. So all my friends out there, I can't help you. I mean, this is tight. It is the maximum. It's the most they can have. And it was sold out in 48 hours. So it will behoove you. And the Comfort Suites, Histoire.
Oh, yeah.
It's booked. That booked up about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, beforehand. I mean, that's just like up in Dillard. There was no room to stay.
No room at the inn, except the Holiday Inn Express, which I won't get into.
Well, I have three extra
bedrooms. My horrible experience.
We have three extra bedrooms I'm thinking about.
Yeah,
the Papa Peppers.
$150 a night. Let's see.
Meals included?
Are you kidding?
No, it's a continental breakfast for donuts.
Yeah. Anyway, my friends, when we come back, we're going to talk to Chef Fred as he's going to crank up the eggs. We're talking crab stuffed mushrooms, Bloody Mary London broils, cast iron pineapple upside down cake, pasta carbonara, all of the recipes.
Pasta carbonara.
Carbonara. Well, all right. I guess you're Italian. It's your recipe.
There you go.
But anyway, it's all in our cookbook that we are doing all egg-friendly recipes from Chef and a Fat Man's incredible book, Red, White, and Blue Collar Cooking. You can get it right here at the Big Green Egg Retail Center. And if you're lucky enough to be here when we're here, we will actually sign it to you. And we will make it for Christmas. This is the Christmas present that keeps on giving.
There you go, with the rubs.
When we come back, more food, more fun, more celebration of the good life. Chef and a Fat Man cooking it up at Eggdom in Tucker. Welcome back, my friends. Chef and a Fat Man live from the Big Green Egg Retail Center in beautiful Tucker, Georgia. And not beautiful compared to Dillard, or we're going up to Springfield, Missouri for Ozarks, Smoking in the Ozarks, Egg Fest in September. Nothing like that. But it's still nice because regardless if it was nothing but asphalt and concrete, would be the headquarters of the egg. And it doesn't get any more beautiful than that.
It's the Mecca. So, I mean, it doesn't, like you said, if it was asphalt and one tree.
As long as eggs were out there.
You know, we got two eggs out there cooking and rocking right now. We're getting ready to fire them, you know.
Speaking of that, let's start firing up the recipes for this week. Crab stuffed mushrooms.
Yeah, this was actually one of yours and mine favorite recipes. This one came out better than we had planned. And and then I thought, you know, the engineer extraordinaire, she who must be obeyed on your side of the microphone, loves them so much. So this
started her on her quest for mushroomdom.
Yes, she is in love with the mushrooms and such. So this is a good one. And these are going to feature the portobello mushroom and a little bit of zesty love rub.
And a zesty love rub, my friends, at the Big Green Egg, they don't have any right now on the shelf. All they have is the original because the zesty has sold like wildfire. In fact, at Dillard last week, we sold out of cookbooks and rub.
Yeah.
People were grabbing it before we could even put it on the table. It was, and most of them paid for it.
Well, that's
I think
a good
only
thing.
One walked away.
Oh, that's
well,
okay.
You know, you can't keep your eye on everything. Next, coming up, we're going to do a takeoff on the always popular London broil. You're doing a fave down in New Orleans.
Yeah.
A Bloody Mary every morning.
A Bloody Mary
London broil.
London broil without the alcohol into it. This one we're going to use Zigzag. Love that. Great mix. We're going to add a little bit more horseradish. We may throw a little shot of colon cleanser in there. Just a whisper over the bowl. But we're going to feature the culinary prep also.
Yes.
Normally we're looking at about 24 hours with the marinating process and such. But we're going to be able to turn that 24 hours into about 20 minute marination with the culinary prep.
And Agor, of course, once again, showing off the always wonderful versatility of the egg. We're going to bake, and one of the favorite recipes out of our book is the cast iron pineapple upside down cake, which, my friends, if you love pineapple upside down cake, the egg will take it to a taste and a flavor you could only dream of.
Well, you know what, and I really think, and I was talking to somebody the other day about cast iron, old cast iron. Not only is cast iron that is old, does it have a history? But it has a lot of stories and flavors built into that cast iron.
Yes.
The more carbon that builds up on it, I mean, you can almost start to envision, you know, the older ladies cooking and such way back in like.
Now
this,
wait
this
a
particular,
minute. What? Why have we got to be old ladies cooking?
Well, because this is we're
That's
talking.
Right.
You know, we're talking about this band is over 100 years old, so that puts it in the early 1900s. Right now, they would be old.
Well, they would be, but I mean, guys were cooking back then too.
No, the guys were more in the outdoor cooking. I mean,
well, and that's where cast iron was very.
You know, and the guys were out there working and such, and they'd come home. But I mean, there's a lot, and I think that's really cool. Somebody mentioned that to me. You know, besides there being a lot of, you know, carbon buildup, there's a lot of history and there's a lot of stories and there's a lot of flavor in those pans.
If those cast iron pans could talk,
you know, both Fred and I have gone outside of the normal realms to find cast iron cookware. Okay. I have been in more back rooms of nasty-looking little shops trying to see if the guy had someone. But after you get used to knowing what you're after, you can pick up a pan the size that Fred has here and tell whether it's the old, compact, dense cast iron or whether it's the new iron. And there's nothing wrong about New Lodge. There's not a thing wrong with it. I mean, it's all good. But they made elegant, relatively thin, dense cast iron back in the day that in a lot of ways is superior.
Now, absolutely.
You know, a lot of ways. Now, I still like to do cornbread on my lodge.
Oh, absolutely. You know? I've got both the round cornbread wedge and I got the long little corn cob thing. And like you said, you know, and I was showing somebody one of my pans. They're like, well, you spray it with Pam or butter first? I'm like, no, don't you dare.
That's
what
right.
a sacrilege that is. Because if they're old and they're seasoned. Yeah, and the ones I look for.
I can appreciate that, old and seasoned.
The rustier, you know, if you find one that's all rusted up and stuff, and that's when you can go in and go, you want to sell this piece of garbage? And they're like, yeah, how much? The guy's like, $5. I'll give you three because I'm
looking
at it.
So why are you teaching people how to.
No.
System of. You know, and you get. I got one pan I paid $7 for. $250 online I could sell it for because it's that, but I'm not going to. But, I mean, when you find that thing, that's when it's like buying a car nowadays. You know, you got to walk in and go, yeah, it's a car, whatever. You kick the tires out. I'll give you that. You got a wheel and deal. Come on now.
All right. You know, I guess if people can collect stamps, magazines, newspapers, I guess cast iron is another
Penguins?
Thing. Penguins. Now, that's what you really need to collect.
There you go.
That's where kids really become kids.
Absolutely.
You know, when you
Christmas
collect
ornaments.
But,
our
know,
favorite just, time of the year. Come on.
All right. Then
all
you got to finish up
with upside down cake.
Pasta carbonara.
You know, real simple. This one's not really going to go on the egg, but it very easily could. We could add shrimp to this dish, some grilled shrimp, grilled scallops, grilled lobster if you wanted to go extravagant and do a grilled lobster pasta carbonara. But very simple. We'll do that one inside because it's a little warm outside. So we'll stay inside.
Well, you know, my friends, it's all about food, fun, and celebrating the good life. And what better way to celebrate the good life than at the Big Green Egg Retail Center in Tucker, Georgia? We won't be here for a while. We're going to be on the road, traveling, and doing things. So we're not going to have another chance to be back for a while, Chef Fred. And this is kind of a touching moment for us.
Yeah, it's we're going to be busy. We're going to be out and about. You know, I think it's very cruel that everybody who hands Kevin a note, first of all, A, while we're on the air, B, that they put it in the smallest of print, and poor guy's got to pull out the trifocals.
The quadfocals. But anyway, my friends, Chef Fred, I got to tell you, this is something that I think we got to start with the best. The thing that really got She Who Must Be Obeyed started on mushrooms. Let's go with something that will put something in people's mouths quickly, but they will never forget it. Crab stuffed mushrooms on the egg, baby.
Yeah, let's talk about crab meat for a minute because there are so many different varieties of it. There's not going to be any crab left because why don't you go ahead and grab a mushroom while you're at it there, Senorita?
Oh, she's feeding Gary Bushy. Of course, the Bush man showed up, our photographer extraordinaire.
Yes, he did.
Who had really cheated us for the last couple of years by moving out of state.
It was a necessity.
Well, I know. He cheated us.
Don't be bitter.
I am.
I knew he was coming last night.
Well, okay. Anyway, crab stuffed mushrooms.
Now, producer's over there yelling at me, get going, get going, get going.
She didn't say that. She just rolled her finger.
Yeah, in a certain way.
Yes.
Going back to crab. Mega jumbo lump. That is when they take extreme care. That is the Mac Daddy. That is the Rolls Royce of the crabdom.
And about $29 a pound?
If you're lucky. We're talking probably closer to about $40.
$40.
Jumbo lump, we're looking at about $29 a pound. That's right underneath it. Lump, those are the broken pieces that are aren't handled as quite as carefully. Special, those are the shreds and flake falling out of the cavity once they start taking these things out. Then you go to the back fin part, which is just little bits and pieces. Then you go to the claw, and that's a little pinkish. It's the least expensive, but it has really good flavor.
You know, to me, for most of my crab dishes, I prefer the crab claw meat. I mean, I don't want to spend $40 a pound for when you're going to add cheese to it.
Yeah,
hot
if you're
going to
hide
it.
Yeah, right. I totally agree. Exactly. I mean, I'll use lump if I'm doing something like a cold crab cake that I'm going to put into a mold and set, you know, where the flavors are going to be real delicate.
Where the crab is going to be the hit.
The focal point, exactly. So this one, we're not. So we're going to go through.
And how much, just to give an idea, for the super lump, you're going to pay $40. How much are you going to pay for the back fin or the claw meat?
For the claw, you're probably looking at about $10. So it's about $20 a pound because they're all little 8-ounce containers. And that's the other thing. Look at the size when you buy something. You know, period, in any grocery store. You know, you're like, wow, this is a good deal. It's $1.99 for 3 ounces. Do the math. It's now $10 a pound. So when you get crab meat, because crab 98% of the time is done by hand, and especially lump, you want to go through and double check for bone and such. You know, nothing kind of ruins a great dish as crunching down on a bone or like eating an oyster down at Acme. You know, when you get that little outside piece of shell, it's going to happen. I understand that. But just for that.
Take the extra 5 minutes.
Take the extra
Some cultures just chew that up. Love it. Honestly.
Well, if you don't catch it in time, you're going to love it anyway because you don't have a choice.
Yeah. That's why they don't have any teeth in some cultures.
Then just suck down the shell and all.
That's right.
A little bit of garlic.
Now, I would add a little more myself.
Well, that's.
Because.
Well, you're the fat man and I'm the chef in charge.
That's
so
right.
We're going to add a little bit of zesty love rub.
Oh, the zesty love rub rocks.
So how much breadcrumbs are you going to add to this?
How much
Hush your mouth.
How much breadcrumbs? I'm not making crab cakes, first of all, sir. And second of all, even if I was making crab cakes.
I wouldn't add but a teeny bit.
I would add very, very little and use more egg as a binder than I would breadcrumbs, which, again, it's a crab first, cake second.
Gotcha.
It's not a cake of crab. Then you would expect to get all the
bread. Depends on which restaurant you go to.
Yeah. This is true.
Or who you're watching on TV.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So to that, we're going to also add some softened cream cheese.
Ooh, now see, that's decadent.
This is what brings it all, A, together, and B,
slight acid.
A little bit of acidity to it, but it's really going to complement really, really well.
We're doing crab stuffed mushrooms on the egg, my friends, live from the Big Green Egg Retail Center, where the eggs... Fortunately, Jonathan has been given the dubious distinction of running the eggs out to the cars today. He really got what we refer to in the elevator business as a shaft because it's extremely hot, and he's running in and out and in and out and in and out. Although Randy is bringing it out to the front door, and Jonathan is taking it into the heat.
Of course, I was going
to
say, Randy's not seeing much sunshine today.
That's right. Look at him.
I've already been at once.
All right. There he goes.
So
but that's the way it is here
Jonathan.
At the Big Green Egg Retail Center. Now, Chef Red, you're binding all that together. Now you're going to stick it into just any old mushroom.
Well, before we do that, let's go ahead and taste this. It needs a little bit more love rub.
The zesty love rub, my friends, it's more than just a rub. It's an ultimate seasoning.
Everything but ice cream.
Yes.
Everything unless it's fried.
It's true. So although the fried, I got to talk to you about a recipe that I had at Dillard.
Yes.
Charlie made it. Called a fried rib.
Nice.
A fried rib. We'll talk more about crab stuffed mushroom, fried ribs, Bloody Mary London broils, more food, more fun, more celebration of the good life live today at the Big Green Egg Retail Center in beautiful downtown Tucker. School is back in session, my friends, here at the Big Green Egg Retail Center as we are cooking it up live and having more fun than any human being should have. In fact, this is the place to come if you want to get the best rub. Ma'am, excellent choice. You are obviously a woman of great, great insight. This is where you can come and get the most incredible rubs, the best cookbooks. You can come and get every kind of wood available for the egg, Chef.
Why is cookbooks plural when there's only one you need to have?
Well, that's right. If you have the Chef and a Fat Man Red, White, and Blue Collar Cooking Cookbook, there is really no other cookbook you'll need because not only will you get 70% of the 183 recipes egg-friendly, but you also get other recipes, too. I mean, it's just chock full. And speaking of chock full, the Pop of Peppers has the egg out. The egg is fired up. And what did you finally put it on, Papa? What's the temperature? And how are you cooking those crab-stuffed mushrooms?
357. And I'm doing them on indirect.
Yes.
I'm trying to slow it down a little bit. It looks like they're going to be done to me. It looks like they're going to be done quicker than the 20-minute, 25-minute time period. But
well, because we, I think, put in the book 350, but you had to tweak it a little bit.
57, you know? You can't just...
Yes. I know, rules don't apply, and there's no such thing as 350.
Always depend on that 350. I mean, numbers.
A little later on, we're going to talk to a brand-new egghead, and we're going to find out exactly how the egg has affected his life. Because, my friends, unlike the ordinary grill, the egg affects your life. It becomes the focal point of your life. It becomes an obsession. You're at work, sitting at your table, your desk, your car, dreaming
of the egg and how you can make it work for you. And that's the beautiful thing about it, because it does.
Have you guys been cooking the sweet corn that's coming out of the fields lately here?
Oh yeah.
Oh. It's like sugar.
Oh, exactly.
It is.
Exactly. And I don't care whether they have modified the genes of the sweet corn I'm eating.
I don't care if the Levi's are
so good. It's so good. I can't even believe it.
They actually are. Yeah. I actually did fried corn the other night.
Well, you know what we did?
Phenomenal.
You know what we did in Cartersville? By peeling it, silking it, putting the thing back on. Okay, I've added a thing by taking a string and tying it around the end to keep the husks back on it, you know, and flop it around on there for about 15 minutes and then slather it with your favorite, whatever in the world it is.
Butter. Or what you can do is you can cut the kernels off the cob and then take a little side pan, add a little garlic, add a little butter, add a little zesty love rub, mix that all up. And let me tell you, that makes a corn that makes your tongue slap your forehead.
Didn't you put chipotle chilies
in
there?
We did a chipotle-type butter with the love rub and chipotle pepper.
That's really good.
Yeah, and just make that butter sauce and then refrigerate it and then smear it on there. Ours was warm, so we just dunked it in, and then the cojita cheese we put on top, and that was
really good.
I mean,
really
that. Good. But anyway, let's get back to London broil.
All right, London broils. Always a problem for most people.
Why?
They love London broils, but they just...
cook them wrong.
They cook them wrong. And we're going to teach you the proper technique for making the perfect London broil. And with your recipe, this London broil, you will never go back to a conventional London broil again.
Can you give us the recipe with and without the culinary prep? Because
if you're not going to use culinary prep, you're looking at about 24 hours
of
marinating in a Ziploc bag in your refrigerator, toss and turn, da-da-da. That's fine. London broil, where does it come from and what part? I mean, you talk about filet mignon, you know where it comes from. You talk about a roast, you know where it comes from. You talk about a T-bone steak, you know what part of the backbone it comes off of near the back and such. If you talk about ground beef, it's a cow with no legs. But
will you stop it?
London broil has nothing to do with London, England whatsoever.
Yes. Seriously,
it was not. London broil has been around for a long time, but it's just a butcher's cut. It's a roast. Okay, it doesn't necessarily like they say a pot roast. You put in a pot with all the vegetables, you know, comfort food from up north. This is a roast that can go either way. Can either go on the egg, which is probably the preferred method, and grill it like you would a steak. But the important part is, like flank steak, it's got to be cut across the grain.
That is,
or you braise it for a long time.
Yeah, until it shreds off, and then you can go Cuban, like ropa vieja is what it's called, meaning old clothes, where you just tear it off. You could almost like use a fork and scrape it.
But see, I like it at about 145, 140 internal. And that way you've got to use the grain. If you don't, you're going to be chewing for hours.
Oh, it'll be like She Who Must Be Obeyed likes her steaks. Burnt, butterfly, and burn again.
That's
except this won't be burned. You'll just chew on it for a long time. So into the tumbler, we're going to add 2 cups recipe book in Chef and the Fat Man Red, White, and Blue Collar Cooking. Or if you go to the website, chefthefatman.com, pull up this recipe, either one. It calls for tomato juice. Since then, found Zing Zang.
Zing Zang.
I mean, you know this is good stuff. If Marvin at the Carousel Bar and the Monteleone in New Orleans uses this to make his Bloody Mary. So 2 cups, we're going to guess.
And that is not the sound of a draining
that's,
water.
That's one
that
and five
the sound
eighths.
Of Zing
one
Zang.
And, 1 5/8.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, thank you. Missed that 1/8.
You can't really put too much in there.
No, you really can't. Some fresh horseradish.
Oh, nice.
Woo! Ooh, good stuff. You may want to go a little gentle on this.
You can always add more later on.
Well, you really can't. I mean, you could smear it on top.
I like smearing it on top.
Well, we're talking about a different application. Now we're going to need to add some water because we need to bring up...
16 ounces of water or so?
We're going to go total fluid. We want to look at about 32 ounces in this. This is a little bit different. A little bit of marjoram. Just a little bit of dried marjoram in there.
It tastes like oregano. Yeah. I mean, fairly similar.
Same family.
Yep, same family.
So,
and then, of course...
A little bit of zesty love rub.
A lot of zesty love rub, my friends, because the zesty love rub, absolutely.
This is ours, so a little bit. When we use somebody else's, it's a lot.
A lot. That's you know, this is on iTunes now.
I know.
That means everybody at the Big Green Egg can hear what you just said.
Well, if we're using theirs, you know, you always want to be a little bit more liberal. So the nice thing is...
You're not using the divider and the...
I'm not going to. You know, I found that... You can... And what I do that more for is like when I do
smaller pieces of meat,
exactly.
Yep, exactly.
So let's go ahead. You know what? I forgot. God, you guys are distracting me. A little Worcestershire sauce.
Ah, always nice.
You know
always
what the nice. Main ingredient in there is?
Raisins.
Tamarind.
Really?
What is it?
Tamarind.
Oh.
It's a souring agent used just from the Mideast, actually. It's the main ingredient in...
And, of course, if you don't recognize the docile tones, it is that of the Papa of Peppers, Chef Mike Stock, always full of it when it comes to interesting and new ideas, when it comes to peppers and capsums and Scoville charts. And I mean,
colon
he's the
cleansers.
Man. That's right. How to cook at higher temperatures than 350.
So right now we're going to go ahead and start sucking up all that flavor, taking the air out. Once we get to green, we're good to go. We're bouncing white. So once that happens, then we'll be good to go on that. How often do you take... I mean, mine stays on the counter constantly.
Oh, it does.
I use it for everything. Absolutely everything.
And you know, my friends, it's not too early to start thinking about Christmas.
It's going to be here before you know it.
That's right. It really is. I mean, here it is near the end of August, but you really want to start thinking about Christmas. If you're looking for a couple of ultimate gift suggestions that we can give you for your egghead in your life... I would say, first and foremost, a DigiCube.
I would agree with you.
The barbecue guru is absolutely a must.
Did you see the new one?
Oh, I just got an email on that. I haven't seen it.
Yes.
Tell us.
Very cute. It's a brain-free edition of the DigiCube. It's
even more
completely
brain-free?
Simplified. Everything. I think it only has two buttons. I think it talks to you telepathically. I'm not real sure, but it is purported to be darn near a hands-off operation. You set it and...
Forget
it. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting that the Barbecue Guru has been so good. And for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, the Barbecue Guru is to the egg what the GPS system is to the car.
True.
It really is. It's an amazing, amazing device that is an actual microprocessor. And what it does is it hooks up to the bottom of your egg or your grill, and it blows air in there. And it's regulated at the top by a digital
probe.
And you've got one on the thermometer on the top of the egg, and the other goes into the meat. So not only can you ramp the temperature and keep it right within 5 degrees of where you want it to be, but your meat temperature within 5 degrees of where you want it to be. And the beautiful thing about it is it regulates the airflow. Yes. So it sends puffs of air to get the temperature back up and then backs off when the temperature needs to drop. And the most important thing is that, let's say you're finished cooking, you're out doing some shopping or running around, and your meat is finished, guess what happens? It ramps the temperature down in your egg for you. And
right.
will keep it for up to 6 hours at temperature. That's pretty amazing technology.
Amazing. The generic term for all those kinds of things are draft controllers.
Yes.
Okay, I mean, they're
Thank
draft
you, doctor.
Controllers. Well, I that's why I'm here.
That's right.
Trying to give you a reason, you know.
Well, when it comes to peppers, that's reason enough, but you're full of it in a lot of other categories, too.
It's a draft controller. They've been... This is technology from NASA, and there are 4 microprocessors in the conventional DigiCube. So it's got more processing power than our first space shuttle.
Yeah, it's amazing technology, thanks to Shotgun Fred and the great friends at Barbecue Guru. Now, you hear that noise in the background. That is not only another person calling up and finding out what's happening at the Big Green Egg Retail Center, now that Chef and the Fat Man is here. No, no, no. It is also the sound of the culinary prep going round and round and round. It is wonderful, wonderful stuff.
You know, the other thing, too, I think DigiQ should be in the top three, but I think Chef and the Fat Man Red, White, and Blue Collar Cooking Book should be one.
Yes.
The Zesty and Original Love Rub should be tied for second. Then we got the DigiQ, because without a recipe, what good's the DigiQ? If I buy you a GPS and you have a bicycle, it's going to take longer to get there.
Well,
so let's
yeah.
have a bait. Let's start well, with the basis first.
We'll have to find out how long, you know, Gary was biking to get here.
Oh, I'm sure Mr. Bushy doesn't bike much unless it's because he wants to.
Of course. One thing is for certain, my friends, you'll want to own a culinary prep. It is all about food, it's all about fun, it's all about a celebration of good life. Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, today live at the Big Green Egg Retail Center in Tucker. We'll be right back. My friends, what's really great about being here at the Big Green Egg Retail Center is all the eggheads, new and seasoned, all gather here at the Big Green Egg Retail Center at beautiful Tucker because they all have one thing in common. They all know what the best, absolute, most incredible way to cook is on the Big Green Egg. In fact, what better opportunity than to bring Gary Bushy. Gary, come over here for a minute, would you, my friend? Now, here's a guy who was with us when we first took on our first sponsorship with the Big Green Egg. Now, we all talked about it, and you said, eh.
Well, yeah, I lived in an apartment, so that was the only problem.
But then you got a house.
I did get a house.
And what was the first thing you thought about?
Yard for my dog.
Well, there you go. Besides that.
Big Green Egg.
Exactly. Now you are an egghead.
I am.
And when we tell people all the time how great the egg is, you really don't. You knew because you were around us for all this time talking eggs, but it changed your perspective once you owned one.
Exactly. Well, we had a neighbor that had one. He unfortunately moved away, and we needed one. The whole neighborhood needed one.
That's right. It really is a neighborhood event.
Oh, yeah, it is. I mean, luckily, I've got the nest so I can roll it around to the various events that we have and just cook, and people love it.
And that's the great thing about eggheads is they absolutely make 100% sure that you're the hit in the neighborhood. If you want to be the top dog, you need to have an egg.
You do. You really do.
Now, you did something, too. You were talking about building an outdoor kitchen around your egg.
Exactly. I've got a nice yard, and what better way to show off the egg than an outdoor kitchen?
There you have it. I'm telling you, this guy has it going on. That was why he was and is our official photographer whenever he's around.
Yeah, well, he decided to diss us a couple years back.
Well, you know, money, job.
Whatever.
I know. Cheap excuses.
But I've known you guys for how long? How long has the show been on?
7+ years.
This is the first time I've been on the air.
Well,
well, that would be because the host and creator never put you on.
Well,
wow. Thanks, I'll Gary. We'll see you later. Yeah. Bye.
Wait, now, wait a minute. Now,
Gary,
you have something else this year. Even though you're an egghead for the first year, you were smart to get online right away. We told you, we warned you, and you did. And guess where you're going?
Yes, I am coming down for my very first Eggtoberfest as an egghead.
And that makes the whole difference. In fact, rumor has it someone has a room at Party Central. At the Comfort Suites, which nobody can get into now because it's already booked up, too. It was booked up last June. But you're going to be coming to the after-hours egg parties.
Absolutely.
As an egghead.
Absolutely.
There you have it, my friends. Excellent opportunity to hear from a first-time egghead what it's all about. Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. We are here at the home of Eggdom. It is the, of course, retail center extraordinaire. And what's great about coming here, Chef Fred, you can't come here enough.
Fred.
You really can't. You really can't. I mean, it's got... Sorry.
You don't have to say excuse me when you make that sound, because the sound of the culinary prep, the air has been released, and 24 hours of marinating has now been accomplished in
Mike,
20 minutes.
Smell that.
Oh, man, let me...
Save me a big glass of that.
Yeah.
You know, you reduce that down, add a little bit of mushrooms and butter at the very end.
Yeah. That would be an awfully nice reduction.
That would be a great reduction.
And by the way, following up on Gary.
Yes?
Gary is the only one of us that has a face for TV, and maybe that's the reason that he hasn't been on the radio.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Finally, you zinged one back.
Here you go, Mr. Stock.
But that was a nice zing. Not the kind I like, but a nice zing nonetheless. And speaking of zing, the zing zang is done. Or the zang zing or whatever
zang
it is.
The zing is done.
The zing zang is done.
Going on.
Yeah, we're going to throw that.
London broil is marinated. At what temperature are you going to throw it out there at?
We're going to throw them at about 350, 375, 378 maybe.
There you go, 378.
How'd you like the mushrooms?
The mushrooms were unbelievable.
Yeah, what mushrooms? That was what I was thinking.
Direct? Indirect.
Direct, sir.
Yes, we want to get that. Get a little bit of a little bit of char on there.
On the outside. Very good. Let's move on to the pineapple upside down cake, because if not, by the time we finish, it may not be done.
Oh, well, we got to have the pineapple. I'm going to have to ask you a question later on.
Before we go on, I'm going to diffuse your question. Because in our red, white, and blue collar cooking cookbook that Kevin and I put together many years ago, it seems like, the Lodge pineapple upside down cake, the next line, and I quote, "If you don't add cherries, IMHO, in my most humble opinion, it is not an official pineapple upside down cake." Is that where you were going, mister?
Yes, that's exactly
where
I was going.
After 7 years of being married to all of us, I knew that. And the answer is, of course not. Because
what?
Rules don't apply. You want to borrow my watch?
No. Oh. How much time on your...
Minutes aside?
About 8, 10 minutes.
Okay.
8.5, 7, 6.
And he's whipped out his lap
computer. The master culinary,
yeah.
He knows.
Yes, and he's got this little timer there. I mean, he's very efficient, you know.
He is extremely efficient.
That's why he's the Papa Peppers.
All right. Now, we've left the cast iron getting hot.
I think the 360 he just did in front of us was kind of obscene, but...
I'm surprised he didn't fall down.
I think he did 362 or 358, because he'd never do 360.
Exactly. All right, this cast iron pan's too hot, so we're going to have to let it cool off for a minute. While we're doing that, let's go ahead and make the batter. Okay. Cast iron, you need to start blowing a lot more than that, mister. There you go.
There we go.
Ten, you've been on the bike for about 5 or 6 miles. All right.
How do you like though? You don't get sound effects like that anywhere but Chef and the Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs, my friend.
A cooking show, and that's what you hear.
That's right. It is a cooking show extraordinaire where we take you each and every week down the road to culinary excellence. And we don't do it in a very serious way because cooking is supposed to be fun. If it becomes too serious, it's not fun anymore.
Okay. Let's put a little disclaimer in there.
Okay.
Because when we're at a KCBS competition, that statement is thrown out the door. They may wave to you if they know you, but
if
when it's showtime, go time, don't talk to me. I'm in the trailer. There's somebody standing outside. You're not going in. They're doing their magic in there.
Now, see, they will tell you, though, that's not the magical part of it. The magical part of it is...
Midnight.
Midnight, up till midnight the day before, and after 1:30.
At 1:31 and a half. Turn-in time is done. You can relax just a little. And then there's that hour or two of
that
decompression.
That 2.5 hours of...
decompression waiting.
Waiting and tapping your shoulders. Anyway, back to the pineapple upside-down cake.
All right, so two separate kind of applications. We've got cake flour, baking powder, salt. We're going to add some sugar to this, regular white sugar.
Can I add an idea to this?
Of course you can.
Okay.
You're going to anyway.
Since I've done these 3 times or 4 times on my egg,
mm-hmm.
and occasionally they were a little brown, more brown than I wanted on the mm-hmm. other side. The last time I sat them on the plate setter on
something
a muffin tin.
Okay.
Just to get it up off of there just a little bit.
Wow.
And it just absolutely browned well, but it didn't burn.
Cool. Very good idea. Or you could do with the plate setter.
Yep.
Thinking of accoutrements to go with your egg,
right.
Slap the pizza stone on top of it, too.
Sure.
You know, you could go either. Just get that little bit of rise right off there because...
They have this, but...
I don't know. I think that's going to be a little too far away.
I do, too.
But nonetheless. So we're going to whisk these in. We've added a little bit of butter. I'm sorry, a little bit of milk into the batter. We've added some vanilla. Pure vanilla. Not this extract stuff.
Now, I know...
What? No. No. Are you going to use a quasi-DigiQ? No, you would not. Would
now,
you?
Now, I will just ask you this.
Yes.
Read the label on the one you just used.
That's probably my wife. Pure vanilla extract. Not imitation.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's what I said.
Well, but you know what? The imitation, I got to tell you, if you're depending on what you're using it for, I've used it in chocolate chip cookies, and I've used it in some certain cookies where the vanilla isn't as important. And I'll tell you what, it's about... half the price, and you can't tell a distinct difference. You get a slight vanilla taste.
LSB Toklas brownies You know, you could use either kind of vanilla.
Wow. And just all right. Fun. So the cast iron's hot. We're going to go ahead and add some brown sugar because we're going to melt this. This is going to be our glaze that our pineapples are going to start on first.
Pineapple upside down cake. It's one of those beautiful things. It's fattening. It's delicious. It pounds on the calories. And, God, you got to love it. Now, do you use light brown sugar or light butter?
I'm using brown sugar, not dark, light brown sugar.
Yes.
And real butter. So let me ask you this. If you're going to use imitation vanilla extract,
okay,
so why don't you use low-fat milk or low-fat butter? Or better yet, let's use margarine.
Because then I would not be the fat man anymore. I would be Chef and the Stout Lad.
Exactly.
It doesn't fit on the logo.
Besides, it's too expensive to change.
That's it. Oh, believe me.
So anyway, we're going to combine this two. It only cooks as fast as it cooks there, producer. Settle down.
Good Lord. She's really getting a little froggy with you today.
You know, this isn't a microwave oven. This isn't Chef and the Fat Man, the red, white, and blue collar cooking microwave show. Jeez. So the brown sugar and the butter. We're not going to have any batter left. Give me that bowl.
Never trust her with the batter.
I know. If it was a mushroom batter, I'd really be in trouble. So we've got this batter. It's a little thick. So instead of adding more milk, it's a pineapple upside down cake, right?
Yeah,
add a little bit of pineapple juice.
Ooh. So it's going to be good and pineapple-y.
It should be good and pineapple-y.
Pineapple-y. That's right.
So, this is an 8-inch high wall skillet. So we're going to take our pineapples, sliced. You can use canned. Canned is fine for this. I think canned works a little better for this because if it was fresh, sometimes you may not get
the juice.
Yeah, exactly. So, juice you can save.
Now, let me ask you this. For those who are using fresh pineapples, how would you know how juicy the pineapple would be? How could you have the best opportunity, and how could you tell the best opportunity you could have to using a fresh pineapple?
If you want to determine ripeness, you go to the leaf end and take one of the center fronds and pull it out. And if it pulls out just very easily, the pineapple is ripe, regardless of its color, regardless of its most anything. That determines that ripe end of it where it's flowering is the determining factor whether it's ripe.
So you pull the center leaf?
And if it pulls out easy, that's the one you want to buy.
Yeah, plus it should be a little yellow on the outside. Smell it.
A little bit yellow.
If you get that smell,
real strong
pineapple. It's kind of like the outside of a lemon. If you score the outside, that oil that's there, that's what the essence of the lemon's going to be.
And when we come back, my friends, you've already learned how to tell a fresh pineapple. You've learned vanilla or vanilla extract. You've learned so much already as the crab stuffed mushrooms have already been consumed. The Bloody Mary London broil is on the egg. When we come back, it'll be more food, more fun, more celebration of good life. A mystery guest coming up as we do each and every week because we are Chef and a Fat Man taking you down the road to culinary excellence. Today, the road leads to Tucker, Georgia, baby.